Whoa, you went no contact with your family? Like, you don't talk to them at all? Nope, because they're toxic as fuck. Are you also the villain for walking away from your toxic family in order to preserve your peace? Welcome to the Character Outs podcast, where I am on a mission to normalize going no contact with toxic family. Welcome, all you terrible people. Let's talk about it.
Welcome back to the Character Outs podcast. My name is Terry, and I'm so happy you're here. So this episode of the Character Outs podcast, it's something that I haven't done in quite a while, and I'm so excited to bring this aspect of the podcast back. So on today's episode, I'm going to be reading a letter from someone who is no contact with her family. And I haven't even read it. That's what I love to do. I love to, when I interview, I love to not know their story really and just have it unfold. And it's the same when I'm reading someone's letter, someone's personal story. First of all, it's an honor and a privilege. So thank you for sharing your story with me. And I can't wait to read it. But I just like to live in the moment, so to speak. I like to be experiencing it and living it with you, I guess you can say. So our power is when we're using our voice, embracing our story, telling our story. When we do that, it is so cathartic. It makes no contact, not that it ever wasn't a reality, but it makes it a reality. It makes us own our choice. It makes us unashamed, and it makes it real. So I know for me, verbalizing my story at first was scary, but also very empowering. And yeah, so I hope that you enjoyed this letter today. So let's get started, shall we? I am the older child in a two-child family. I'm 61 and have always been the scapegoat, except for when my mother was mad at my brother. Then I've been the golden child for short one-day spurts. My younger brother is 57 and has been married twice with no kids. I am a lifelong single and have no kids. My parents were together until my father passed away in 2012, and my mother still walks this earth. I never felt bonded to my mother or especially close either, and this became more apparent during the middle school years, which, as a lot of us know, are hard times. My father was an alcoholic, and I was not close to him either. I tried to disappear into the background so he'd not yell at me. I was lucky about half of the time. I was never a quote daddy's girl, and he was emotionally and verbally abusive. He probably shouldn't have had kids at all, but it was the 60s, and that's just quote what you did. Eye roll. He had no patience for myself or my brother and would insult both of us and treat us like we were a waste of time and a burden. He just couldn't relate to me at all. My mother would either stand there and look on as he unleashed his abuse or would join in, especially if I was the one being abused at the moment. As I grew up and got out of the house, my parents still managed to micromanage my life even into my 20s and beyond. I was pretty enmeshed. My father died too young, and it was mostly due to his drinking. I had always thought that he was the problem in the family, but I was partially right. Once my father died, I imagined that the family would finally be closer, but that was not the case. My mother proved by far that she was as bad as my father, if not worse. I tried to go no contact in 2014, 2017, and 2018, and then finally did it for good in 2022. It was in 2014 that I first heard about narcissism and narcissistic parents, but didn't understand it quite as well as I would years later. My mother also had mostly ignored me when I needed to chat about feelings or emotions when I was growing up. She considered this to be a weakness and would call me, quote, too sensitive or, quote, melodramatic when I was a teen, and then continued to discount my feelings as an adult. I couldn't be myself. I had to be a happy, happy, joy, joy around her because she didn't have time for my anger or sadness. So as I eased into my 50s, I began to distance myself even more. She still managed to weasel her way right in the middle of my life, but not in a supportive way, more of a gaslighting, critical way. She managed to push me so hard, she ended up pushing me away years later. My problem was that she couldn't have cared less about any sort of good connection or bond with me when I really could have used it when I was a teen, and then had the gall all these years later to be overly interested and invested in me. It never felt sincere, and since 2020, she had gotten even more insufferable, sticking her nose into my life, be it jobs or anything personal. She had also pitted me and my brother against each other our whole lives, completely damaging that relationship. She was the sun which my brother and the extended family revolved around. By the time October 2022 rolled around, I was just done because by then she was acting like she and I were BFFs. I was very low contact by then and was starting to pull away and gray rock hard. She was continually calling me, begging me to call her, get together with her, and I'm like, fuck off. And the gall, where the hell was all of this when I needed it as a kid? You don't get to ignore me and then 40 years later act like nothing happened and I'm supposed to forget all that and be her best buddy. No, I cannot be in a relationship where there's no trust. I don't trust her and I don't like her or love her. Respect her? No, not in many years because of the childish ways that she conducts herself. Not only that, but I would also not choose her as a friend. She is negative, gossips, and shit talks her, quote, friends and other family members often. She had to be in the middle of everything, every communication with my brother. She even wormed her way into that. She would also share personal business of mine around her friends and family, then admit to doing it, like it was normal to act like that. She also enabled bad behavior when my brother would start up with his own brand of abuse. She was like a pick me and mean girl rolled into one. It seemed toward the end that I couldn't breathe or have one thing in my life that she wasn't part of. It felt like I had hands around my neck and I just had to go. I went no contact October 7th, 2022. I blocked her email and phone numbers. I removed her from a group I admin on Facebook and as a Facebook friend, as well as blocking her there too. I also removed the rest of my family because I wanted to be able to be myself over there because she'd read my posts and feed and then interrogate me about them. It took her till about Thanksgiving 2022 to figure out that I'd ghosted her. I found an email in my spam folder alluding to this. My brother got yanked in as a flying monkey to get me to call her and I said no. He's not used to me standing up for myself or saying no to him, by the way. She sent me a check for Christmas, which I deposited. I was able to enjoy most of 2023 without her in it. I was thriving, and for the first time in my life, I felt like a real adult. A lot of loose ends were being tied up, financially and personally for me. I didn't reach out at all last year, not even for her 80th birthday. And then Christmas 2023 rolls around, and here comes the Hoover again from her. But first, my brother yet again tried to lean on me to call her, and I said no. Then she sends a card out of the blue, and the tone is spiteful and venomous, and I sat there and I laughed at it. The note was basically that she was outraged because I had rejected her and wasn't communicating with her. When I went no contact, I didn't send a letter. I just dropped out of sight, wanting to do this my way and for once have control over something. She didn't even once in that note say, wow, what happened? What did she do? What's going on? Nope, it was all about her. Like, how dare I? How dare I? Lady, you have quite the pair, don't you? How dare you? Seriously. I don't owe her shit, not for the way she's been nothing but a colossal pain in my ass for years. I actually did draft two letters in response. One was long and outlined all she'd done to my whole life, and the other was shorter. I didn't send either. I am not breaking no contact. There is no way in this world. She's just pissed off that she cannot control the narrative anymore and that she can't pin my brother against each other. She's upset that she can't be the orchestrator of anything to do with me and him right in the middle. She's got no new material for me to gossip about, and she has completely and utterly lost control of me, period. I actually have a personal life that she's not a part of. In short, this woman lost me years ago when she turned her back on me when I was a lonely teen. It was hell growing up in that house, and I was alone and felt alone for years. There was no support, just a line of people trying to keep my father and her happy. That's it. That's all that mattered. I just wish that I had walked away and stayed away sooner, but when I was a lot younger, we didn't have the internet or support online. I wish that I could do it over again, but be wiser to this, and then go have the life I was meant to have. I was so afraid of spreading my wings that now I'm making up for lost time. So that's my story. I'm no contact now and forging a new life without her and the extended family, none of which have reached out, by the way, because she's probably smeared me 7 ways to Sunday by now. But if they don't want to see my side, then they're not my people. I did, however, reach out to my cousin, and she seems to be on my side, which is good. Also, my holidays are not brimming with expectations of family BS anymore. Holidays really sucked towards the end. I now spend them with good friends who I fashioned a family of choice out of. P.S. Recently, I ended up back in the ER suffering from a TIA, aka mini stroke. I almost broke no contact to reach out to family, but decided not to after all. Instead, I reached out to 3 good friends of mine for support, and they all came through beautifully. It's kind of different going through something so major and not having your toxic family in the middle of it. I felt more support with my friends than I ever got from family. This was the way it should have always been. Kindness, gentleness, and loving support. Thank God for my friends, family of choice. Kim. Holy wow. Can I resonate with so many parts of that letter? I mean, down to the triangulation of your brother, down to being in every aspect of my life, wanting to control, even as an adult, down to feeling like you're making up for lost time now because she stole so much of your time and manipulated and pushed you in a direction that maybe you wouldn't have gone in had it not been for her persuasive ways. So my heart goes out to you, Kim. I am so proud of you for not going back and not breaking no contact, because it's only going to bring us more pain. We know it's in the rearview mirror, and it's the same shit, and it's the same pain, and I'm so proud of you. My heart just goes out to you. And I love how you flipped it, because I when I usually speak about going through something, going through a hard time without toxic family, I usually say, oh, but it's so difficult because I'm romanticizing what it would be like to have a healthy family. But I love how you said it's kind of different going through something so major and not having toxic family in the middle of it. I love how you put that positive spin on it, and you're like, no, you're not grieving the healthy family that you never had or that you want. You are relishing in the fact that your toxic family isn't in the middle of an already terrible situation. I love that you did that. And I love that you're surrounded by beautiful people. I hope you are feeling well, and I hope you've completely recovered from your mini stroke, and that is way in the past. You deserve nothing but the best. You did not deserve how your mother treated you and how your father treated you and even your brother. You deserve love and happiness, and I just give you the biggest hug, virtual hug. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for trusting me. I know that this story resonated with me, and I'm sure that it has resonated with everyone who is listening. So thank you for sharing, Kim. Sending you so much love and hugs. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Character Outs podcast. If you would like to share your story, please contact me at characteroutspodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, I will see you over on Instagram. Cheers till next time, friends.